proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Bronson. I want to thank you for joining me today. And first of all, I'd like to say Merry Christmas to all of our listeners today. And I hope you're having a great and wonderful holiday season with your family and your friends, especially with your church, as we remember the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, changed the world like no one ever. We know from the Bible that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. We also know that Jesus grew up in the city of Nazareth. Now, at that time, around his birth, only about 600 people lived there in that city. Now, today, the city of Nazareth is predominantly a mixture of Christian and Muslim Arabs with a population of over 80,000 people. Now, the word Nazareth in Hebrew has great meaning. It comes from the Hebrew word netzer, which means shoot or branch. We are reminded of what the Bible says in the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1, where it says, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." In the Gospels, it was Nathanael who said, "Can any good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said, "Come and see." It was also from Nazareth that the Messiah went to Capernaum. Matthew's Gospel records Isaiah's prophecy, "The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtalim, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region in shadow of death, light is sprung up." The town of Nazareth was often associated with Jesus. It was part of his identity throughout his ministry, and even at his death, where on the cross it was said, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." Now, if you've ever had the privilege to visit Israel, and many have had the wonderful experience to see what life was like during the time of Jesus, you can go to Nazareth Village, right in Nazareth, but right by the YMCA, and you'll find a unique village that features several interesting buildings, terraces, a watchtower, and also a museum that brings us back to the first century. Experienced guides will take you through the life of Jesus as they discuss parables that he told and how he carried out his ministry in the Galilee. Also, you will meet people of the village who reenact the daily life and work as it was during first century Nazareth. Well, let's give a little tour ourselves. Now, I invite you to come to the carpenter shop, where you yourself can use tools similar to what Joseph and Jesus would have used themselves. After that, come over to the weaver's house and see how the lady of the house makes clothes that are actually worn by the actors in the village. Next, you can come into the synagogue that reminds us of the story of Jesus when he read from the scroll of Isaiah these words, quote, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of our Lord." Now, another special building in the Nazareth village contains a full-scale olive press. Olives that actually grow in the village are collected each year in the fall. They are collected by hand and then crushed by a millstone. This turns them into a kind of a mush, and this is put into a special basket where they are crushed by the press weighted by large stones. The oil is then collected and used for cooking, healing, and also anointing. It was also commonly used as fuel for lighting as well. Now, during the Christmas season, we also remember the story found in the book of Luke of the angel Gabriel coming to Nazareth to visit the Virgin Mary. Here he told Mary that she was to have a son and that she would call his name Jesus. Mary and Joseph would then travel to Bethlehem, where Jesus would be born according to Micah 5, verse 2. One seasonal program that the Nazareth village has is a special presentation of the Christmas story that is reenacted by the characters of the village. Through this drama, you are brought back in time 2,000 years ago to better see how the birth of Christ was played out. I believe we glean a greater understanding and appreciation for the life of Jesus when we understand the historical and cultural context of these passages. As we look at Nazareth Village, we should stop and ponder the fact that Jesus came to this area to proclaim his truth. It was indeed a message of light. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." And as we close this program, again, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. And let us, again, turn to the light of the world, Jesus the Messiah, and share him with others. Indeed, that is the greatest gift. And that is definitely Jesus who changed this world and can change the hearts of both Jew and Gentile today. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.